Namaste, my friends. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. The Harmony Inspired Health Podcast brings you raw and real conversations from leaders in the industry about all things health, wellness, Ayurveda, and life. My name is Harmony, and I am your podcast host. I am an Ayurveda and integrative health practitioner who specializes in women's hormonal health, a registered nurse, and a business mentor. I'm on a mission to inspire, educate, and empower women to take charge of their health, wealth, and life. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much from my soul to yours. Before we jump into this soulful episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda holistic health coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to embark on an epic personal development journey, immersing themselves in the wisdom of Ayurveda, learning how to optimize their health and well-being by addressing all aspects of self, including their physical body, mental and emotional health, and spirituality, whilst wholeheartedly stepping into their dharma, their purpose. This program is also for women who would love to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, and for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth personally and professionally. You will be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the lives of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to www.harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the podcast. I am re-recording this intro. Well, actually, I shouldn't say re-recording. I'm just recording this intro because I had the wonderful Dr. Lulu on. We had the best intro. She's so much fun. And I didn't press record. So lucky I hit the record button when we got to our rapid inspiration questions. But just so you know, this podcast is really fun and an awesome topic. It is on how to biohack your genetics to optimize your health. Dr. Lulu is a naturopathic physician and expert in women's health, biohacking, and genetics. She is devoted to living the happiest and healthiest life through shifting, transforming, and optimizing DNA. Dr. Lulu has been featured on TV, popular magazines, and has produced her weekly podcast, The Genetic Genius, for over 3 years. So enjoy this episode. There is so much gold nuggets and information. I know I learn a lot through interviewing Dr. Lulu, and I know that you will get a lot out of this too. So thank you so much for being here. And please remember, if you love this interview or this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating if it aligns with you and share it with someone else that you know could benefit from this beautiful wisdom. So to start the episode, I always kick off with our rapid inspiration questions. So could you please inspire us with what your superpower is?
Oh yeah. My superpower is still gardening.
Gardening. Wow.
Yes. I love gardening. I love to be working with plants, plant medicine, being in nature. Yeah, totally. Gardening.
Amazing. I haven't had that one yet. Do you have a favorite quote or mantra?
My favorite mantra, live life to the fullest.
And that you do, like I mentioned before, you always seem like you're having so much fun no matter what you are doing. And who or what is inspiring you at the moment?
Oh, I'm actually reading this amazing book called The Seven Sisters about these women who were, I don't know if you've heard that book, but it's about women who were adopted and they come together and it's all about this astrology in different places around the world. So yes, that's I'm being inspired to connect with the planets and travel and inspiration from women. Just, yeah, it was all about, the first one was all about Rio, and I love to travel. That's my other superpower, is traveling. So yes, that's my inspiration in the moment, is The Seven Sisters.
That sounds really interesting. And I love to travel too. So much fun. So to start us off, I'd love to hear what interested you about naturopathic medicine? How did you start?
That's a great question. Yeah. So I really grew up in the household. My mom was super, and still is, into health. So that was kind of like the backbone or the seed of my inspiration, is that piece, just like really having, like, everything we did was all about health. I'm a 70s baby, even though I don't look like it. And so that, you know, of course, if you think about that time period, everybody was like diving deep into learning about health. So my mom was a Montessori school teacher. I learned yoga when I was, you know, I was in her class, and it was just, everything was about cooking and natural health and going to cool, like, meditation camps and all that stuff, meeting gurus. And so, of course, as I started to age myself, I started to dive even deeper into my own experience with that. So I first started cooking and learning about natural cooking, and I love to cook. And like, that was what my first inspiration, I guess, on that, like, kind of foundation, that cornerstone. And I still love to help people with nutrition. And then I went to yoga school and I learned how to be a yoga teacher. Then I went to massage school, I learned how to be a massage therapist. And then I started using herbs and aromatherapy and that, adding that piece in. And then I discovered, I was like, I can't really, like, help people, like, as deeply as I wanted to, like, diagnosing, understanding the body, learning about labs, you know, that piece. And then that's when I decided I wanted to take it to the next level and learn about naturopathic medicine. So I have about 13 years of college under my belt, and with my undergrad and doctorate, because I just kind of, like, I started in art school and I did all these different things. So that's kind of how I got started, just always wanting to learn how to better myself. And then I think through that, I can be a mirror and I can help others to learn about how to help themselves and the foundations of health. As you know, Ayurveda is a big cornerstone of that, right? Learning about all the different ways that we can help ourselves through nutrition, lifestyle, living life in that way, healthy life.
Amazing. And I'd love to chat more about the herbs a bit later, but to get us started, I would really love to dive in on genetics and DNA, because I know this is such a cool topic and something that you specialize in. So can you share with us how understanding your genetics and DNA is vital in someone's health and healing?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yes. So I think one piece we want to talk about first is the difference between genetics and epigenetics. Mm-hmm. So genetics, or the genome, right, is just basically like your main blueprint, like what you come through with. It's like your stamp, right? And then epigenetics is everything around us in our environment that influences our genome, our genetics, and specific things to maybe turn on or off in that genome. So, you know, really when we're talking about how that influences our health, we're talking about the epigenetic factor, because everything we do influences our DNA, you know. And I think that's what's really, like, the medicine or the health of the future, knowing that everything we do affects how our DNA communicates in our body, right? And our DNA has so many different things. And of course, I'm a women's health expert, so I love talking about how the DNA works with hormones. So the DNA is basically like a chemical messenger, like a hormone, right? It's always communicating to another cell in the body, like, hey, this is what I want you to do. This is how we can do it better. Turn this on, turn that on, go from, like, you know, A to B, right? In a chemical reaction. And there's lots of different those in the body, for sure. So a hormone then does the same thing, right? It's released from a particular part of the body and communicates within the body to tell the body what to do. So those work together. So when we have our epigenetic factor coming in and having the DNA working 100%, then we also have the hormones coming in, and they're working together in the synergistic way, which I think is like, most people don't think about the body in that specific way. It's very kind of, I don't know, avant-garde, right? And learning about how that our actual, the inside of our body is always communicating, right? And so we have communication breakdown. And that happens when maybe you're stressed, or maybe you're not eating the right foods, or maybe you're not having the right mindset. I mean, there's so many pieces that affect our body, and hormones is a big piece.
Brilliant. And I think just like bringing it back from an Ayurvedic standpoint, when we're looking at genetics and epigenetics, when we look at genetics, it's like our prakriti, like, which is our original birth dosha, which so many things that influence our parents' prakriti, for instance, the environment we're born in and the foods our mothers was eating, because they go on to feed your cells. And then epigenetics is our vikruti, which is our doshic state that is imbalance, and that can be caused by a number of things like our environment, again, our diet, our workplace, our stress levels, our hormones. Everything can shift our vikruti, and we can all, if our vikruti is our imbalance state, then we can balance it. And like you're saying, it's like really working out how best to manage our unique constitution, right? And that's exactly
yes,
we speak of it in Ayurveda.
Oh yeah. You said that so well, so well. And I, and one little piece of that, that I'm sure you're probably going to ask me about, is that, you know, I think a myth, or like a myth buster, is that when it comes to our genetics, we are not, because we have a specific gene, it doesn't mean we are going to have that specific disease happen within us. And I think that's a huge piece that is not understood, or that kind of got broadcasted out into the public world. Like, oh, for instance, you have the BRCA gene, the cancer gene, that means you're going to have cancer. Well, no, it doesn't. It means that it's in your system. We have all kinds of genes in our system. It just means that if you had all the epigenetics around you, turning everything on for that gene in a specific way, you're more prone to possibly develop breast cancer, but it doesn't ever have the stamp. So some people are afraid of genetics in that way. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to tell me that I'm going to die. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I've heard it explained before as like your genetics is sort of what loads the gun, and epigenetics pulls the trigger. So
exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And we really do have the power to modify, change, or work with our genetics and DNA. So what are some of the key things that have the biggest negative impact on our genetics?
That's a great question. You know, when I think about that in general, I think the main factors, one is nutrition. That's a huge piece, especially, you know, as you were talking about with the doshas, it's very individualized, right? What specific genes a person has, or those SNPs. A SNP is a single polymorphic nucleotide, and that then has a specific way that it gets turned on or turned off in the body, right? And for an individual, let's say for myself, for example, if I eat a specific food, that can either turn on or turn off that gene. And it's very different than what might be applicable to you, right, Harmony? So that's the really individual, like that blueprint of us. So nutrition is very key. And that's why I love genetic testing, because it shows what foods are the best for you, what's going to help your body to function optimally, right? And so that's number one. And number two is, you know, I think I put this in my own category, is herbs, because I love botanical medicine. And botanical medicine has its own DNA, right? It's been on this planet for so long, and we've used it traditionally, Ayurvedic medicine, Eastern medicine, Western medicine, you know, and we're really seeing a resurgence in that, because people are wanting to have something to really empower their own health. So two is that piece of botanical medicine, because that particular print of the botanical medicine, that DNA communicates with us and helps us. So when we, let's say, for instance, let's give an example, ashwagandha, right? You know that particular herb, it's a great one. I love using it. It's a great adaptogen. It helps with stress. So when we use that particular herb in botanical medicine, activates that DNA within us, and it helps to be turned on, and helps us to deal with stress, right? So that's number two. I think that biggest influence is herbal medicine. And number three, of hands down, is mindset. The stress component when it comes to our epigenetics is huge. We're seeing so many ways that stress affects us. Of course, like the immune system, autoimmune disease. We're seeing, you know, like you said earlier, like job, work, family, relationships, all those things from the epigenetic perspective affect our genes from that mindset. So if we use mindset techniques like yoga, breath work, right, all those things to relax the body, then it really helps us to have those specific genes turned on or turned off.
Ooh, brilliant. Ayurveda views plants as medicine, so either food medicine or herbal medicine. And as you already touched in that question, you sort of answered part of what I was going to ask you about herbs, but just bringing it back to like Ayurvedic medicine, herbal medicine, for instance, we prescribe different herbs depending on someone's doshas. And as I just mentioned, we liken that to epigenetics and genetics. So it's really interesting how it's all tying in together. But can you share with us your perspective on this and how you use plants to heal and raise the vibrations of your clients specifically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a couple different pieces. So one that say everyone, like we were mentioning, is individualized, right? So I'm looking at that specific, if we're looking at from the genetic report, I'm looking at the specific things in that person that will turn, let's say, for instance, we were talking about ashwagandha, but let's even pick a different herb now. Let's like ginseng. So let's say for the person is taking a lifestyle quiz and saying like, I'm having a lot of fatigue and specific things. And I can immediately see some herbs that are going to come into play, right, to help this person. So specific genes will then come up to say signal that, oh yeah, like the MTHFR gene or the COMT gene, showing how this person deals with stress. So then I look at that particular herb and say, and kind of, it's almost like I use a lot of energetic kind of work within my field. So I'm looking at that energetic kind of like print of the herbal medicine, right? Because it's that DNA of that plant. So I'm looking at that in relationship of that particular patient and seeing how that combines together. That makes sense. I can elaborate too. So that imprint of that DNA then works with that plant, or that plant works with that particular person and then activates that DNA, turns on that DNA and helps them to be supported. Kind of like this beautiful cloud, right? Like coming in and supporting that DNA and turning on that DNA. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, did I answer it all? I think there was another piece that I didn't answer.
Yeah, no, that was great. Thank you. But I'm also curious about the genetic testing. So I know you also work in women's health. So for instance, like with hormonal health, often, you know, Dutch testing, which is dried urine testing for hormones, is a great test to have a look at a really comprehensive set of our hormones. Do you do more so genetic testing? And if so, what kind of testing are you talking about when you're referring to the DNA labs? And do you still do the hormone testing? Like, how does that all fit in together with how you...
That's a great question. So I like combination it together. So most of the, like we're talking about the three main tests, DNA analysis is always number one on my list of stuff when I'm working with, because I want to see how everything is working in the body, because it gives us that whole... analysis, a holistic picture, right? And then I'll always do a hormone test, and Dutch test is a great example, because I need to see what's working in the body, the progesterone, the estrogen, testosterone, cortisol, all of it together, especially because, I mean, that's usually what, when someone is coming to see me for some specific ailment around that. And then also a thyroid testing. Hands down, I have to do thyroid testing. I have to see how the thyroid is functioning and if it is in conjunction with the symptoms that the person might be experiencing. And then also gut testing. That's just like, those are four of the basics. Then the individualized, I'll bring other ones in. But gut testing, because we want to see the gut is 100% connected to our brain and our hormones. We want to see what's happening in the gut. Is there a gut imbalance? What needs to be corrected, so to speak, in the gut? And estrogen is metabolized in the gut. So we have to see how the gut is behaving to, one, see how we can correct it, but also to see in response to the environment, that epigenetic factor, right? Someone's eating standard American diet, chips, cookies, horrible fats. And then they're also, maybe they're staying up and drinking lots of coffee, not sleeping, you know, those pieces. So we'll see that to come together. We're like, oh yes, we can see this. And then there's some other testing that I'll do too, like a macronutrient to see exactly what specific macronutrients are out of alignment, oat testing for organic acids tests. So those are kind of some of the basics. And then also, of course, just regular testing the blood cells. So a CBC for a comprehensive blood analysis, just really looking at the basic red blood cells, electrolytes, seeing how the liver is functioning, the kidney functioning, and things like that.
Brilliant. And I mean, a lot of these tests are absolutely wonderful. And I'm in a different system. So in Australia here, they're all private labs. So you have to pay out of pocket. There's like no Medicare funding or private health funding for these type of tests.
Right.
So they can get quite expensive. So is there one, like, would you prefer to test DNA over like, say, a Dutch test if someone coming in with like, hormonal problems? Is that like your go-to, the DNA analysis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always do DNA first, especially, and if someone has, it's the same way here in the States, most of the functional medicine labs are not covered, right? So then I have to always have the conversation with the patient. We can, what's your budget? Talk to me so that we can find things that can give us the best information and then also like guide us down the road to optimal health, right? And so sometimes we'll space those out, or sometimes we'll do them all at the beginning to get all that information. I work with a company called Autumn DNA. And their testing is less expensive. And so I like that piece, but I also work for some other DNA companies too that are more extensive in their reports. Autumn's reports are like 150 pages, which is still like a lot of information, which is why I always recommend working with someone like myself to analyze it with you, because you're going to get 150 pages of just information. It's over your head, right? You're like, oh my God, I'll never be able to read this novel.
So, totally. And then what do you do with that information? Like that's right. The key.
Yeah, hide it on the shelf. Yeah, totally. Yes. And then when it comes to hormone testing, there are specific tests that I use that are not as expensive as a Dutch test. I do like that one, but I'll use other urine and saliva testing that is not as expensive and not as a larger report. Maybe I'll just do cortisol testing for the adrenals by itself, or I'll do a smaller hormone panel. So there's ways to kind of navigate that for funds, but the piece of that is it's your health. Right. And what do you want to invest in your health? Do you want to invest like a Starbucks coffee, or do you want to invest like a gourmet meal? Right. And so, I think when people can like think about like, this is the wave of the future of medicine is prevention and wellness. And genetics is that blueprint. It allows us to see how we are now. It allows us to see the best health forward, because we can see everything that we do in our lifetime is going to have us be the most optimal health. So it's a really, that's why I always start with the genetics piece first, because we can see, for example, what B vitamins might be helpful, or probiotics or enzymes, things that are really going to turn on that person's gene to be the most enhanced.
Absolutely. And it's always best to test than guess, because the guessing actually cost you a lot in the end, a lot of time, a lot of money on wasted supplements and everything that you don't need. So it's always best just to have a really great treatment pathway and plan when you know exactly what you're dealing with. And it helps to get to those root causes of a lot of our problems that we've got going on. So
totally. Yes. Totally. And I'll have patients come to me who, they always come to me that are more in that kind of like really chronic state where they've lost, they've tried everything. And sometimes the testing they have had done is very extensive. Like pages and pages, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and nobody's ever figured out what's going on. Right. And so that's what's like, I like to start at the DNA level, because it gives us that immediate blueprint and we can immediately see like, oh yeah, you have the celiac gene. We need to go that route. Right. And so just like it gives us more of a larger perspective with those binoculars, right? We can kind of dive in.
Yeah. Amazing. And in your experience, have you found any connections or links to certain hormonal conditions and like DNA profiles?
It's so individualized. There are specific genes that get turned on specifically in the relationship to like autoimmune diseases. That's where I see the most in the correlation with hormones is autoimmune diseases. But in general, that's a very there's so many genes that we're still learning about, but there's ones that I'll look at specifically. Like I mentioned the COMT gene earlier, that has a lot to do. You can think of like the kind of like the A personality person who's go, go, go. And everything is always out of balance. The thyroid is out of balance. Estrogen is out of balance. Like everything is just at that high level. And so that's kind of like where I see it in correlation with the hormones. Like it's the COMT gene is giving that is turning on everything, where the volume knob of the hormones is so elevated that the person just needs to go and like relax on a beach for 2 weeks, right? Which is myself included.
I feel you. And just one thing I want to circle back to. So at the very start, you spoke about, I guess when we have certain genetic disposition in our family line. So when we have like the cancer gene, or our family has, some autoimmune conditions in the bloodline. I'd like to talk more about this, because we spoke about how just because you have the gene doesn't mean that it's always going to be triggered. And we've spoken about epigenetics, but what about like family healing? So if you, I guess because it's just a genome, like it can be triggered or it cannot be triggered. So even if you worked really, really hard on healing yourself, does that necessarily change the future of like your children or that gene line?
Yes. So I think I understand what you're asking. And the piece of that is that our genetics goes back, they say right now it goes like 6 to 9 generations. I think it goes a lot more, right? Back in time, where we can be connected to that generation line, that hereditary generation line. And that's on the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual level, right? So we have to think of all those components coming in, because it's not just a physical piece, right? So that kind of addresses the answer to your question, is that, let's say, for instance, we're working on all of our, we're obtaining optimal health, but we had some kind of trauma in our genetic line, right? From the emotional perspective, right? And so we have to work on healing that piece as well, so that our future generations can not only have the physical imprint of DNA moving better forward, but also the emotional and the spiritual components. And I talk about that all in my book too. Here's my book.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And that is absolutely an Ayurvedic philosophy as well. What is the book called, please?
So it's Detox, Nourish, and Activate. So DNA, and it's Plant and Vibrational Medicine for Energy, Mood, and Love. So I talk about those components of the hereditary piece a lot in my book, because it's that's, I think, a piece that's missing with a lot of components around, you know, the science. DNA is scientific, right? But it's also the emotional and spiritual component. We have to look at those things together and allow the body, or the recognition of the healing, to take place, right? And I see a lot of that where patients that they've tried everything. And then, as you know, from the Ayurvedic perspective, we have to work on the spiritual and emotional component. It's every part of our DNA. It's I think it's actually almost even a huge, more vibrational piece of our DNA, right? Let's say, for instance, we're telling the same story for ourselves over and over again, like, I have Hashimoto's. I'm going to do everything I can to help with Hashimoto's, right? That's a thyroid disease. And I'm going to tell all my friends I have Hashimoto's so they can help me and support me. I'm going to tell all my doctors, I mean, everything, right? The same thing. So every time, if you've been telling that same story to yourself for 20 years, then you're reinventing it every day, right? And that's the same thing with your DNA. Your cells are recreating themselves, so they're going to recreate that story. So until we look at the emotional component and say, like, well, why am I recreating this story for myself? Do I want to live in that story? What's the emotional component? Did I have trauma with my throat? Am I not communicating? Did I have, you know, never speak my truth? My voice is disconnected from the rest of my body. I mean, there's so many pieces. Does that help to answer your question a little bit about that more in detail?
Oh, absolutely. And I 100% resonate with that. With my hormonal clients, women's health clients, I take them through my higher self methodology. And my very first pillar is optimizing our holistic health in an integrative manner. And that includes like the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and even our dharmic imprints, our connection to ourself and our purpose and how we feel on that. And then my very next pillar is empowering belief shifts, because you can't heal from a disempowered state. So just like you were saying, that's like giving our DNA and our cells reinforcement that this is the disease, who we are. But if we can shift that empowered state, it can look a lot different. And that's for anything in life. I even teach this methodology to my Ayurveda Alchemist students who are becoming certified Ayurveda holistic health coaches, that, you know, we can use all of these principles, whether that's in health, life, and business, because it's so important to have that empowered belief system in place and notice when it's not. So 100% agree with you there. Another cool, fun thing that you talk about is futuristic foods. So can you explain to us what this is and how it ties with the work that you do?
Yes. So I really like, I think that is a great place to come back to that DNA that I was talking about earlier about plant medicine. So you mentioned earlier, Harmony, that plant medicine and food is medicine, right? So it's that same piece where, and I think we're moving into a state of, you know, I'm not saying like cloning food into something that we can eat, because that's exactly not what I mean, but moving into this state of connecting with the plants and connecting with the food so that it has that vibration that is very healing, right? And we're, you know, buying things out of boxes and not even growing our own food. And we have no connection. And that's also with animals, right? If you're eating animal products, we have no connection. It's just like something comes in a plastic bag and we make it. Right. So we've lost that place. So I think the futuristic part of food is the deep connection within our soul of that plant, of that animal, that allows us to assimilate that DNA for healing. Right. And that can even come from the perspective of using like organ glandulars, right, as a supplement. It's like, okay, we're taking that piece of that animal. We're taking that animal in. It's like a deep part of that animal, and we're recognizing it as a way for our DNA to shift, as our body to heal on the cellular level.
I so love that. I really love that explanation. And again, it just sort of reiterates, we have this concept of sattvic food, sattvic eating, and it's really about being super mindful and eating fresh and organic and connecting to your food, being mindful when you eat. All of that, as we know, really helps with our digestion, the way that our microbiome reacts, and all of our hormones, like all these wonderful things. So I love that, the way that you've concepted that whole idea. It is, we do need to have that deeper connection, because we're always in this busy world and busy mind, and we're like, exactly like you said, just grab the piece of food, put that's wrapped in plastic, unwrap it, shove it in our mouth, and there it is. Hang a minute, like a lot went into that piece of food arriving at your house or wherever you're eating. So
yes, totally. Gratitude and making your own food and growing whatever that can be for your family. Like if that's growing lettuce or kale, you know, greens and whatever kind of thing you can grow, grow it. And there's lots of, I have a hydroponic garden in my house and I grow vegetables all year round. You know, there is a solution. Even if you have a small space, right? You can work with your neighbors and your community, have a community garden. Talk to the plants, learn about the plants, learn about the deities in the garden, right? Learn how those spirits want to come and help us, and learn the old traditions of medicine, but moving it into the future. That's the futuristic food, is creating the knowledge that's been lost within our food chain, right? Within our generations of food. And it's just like, now it's so processed. It's all, the vibration is gone. Like if you take a cracker, you're like, it has nothing in it. It's basically like a dead piece of cardboard.
Exactly. It's got no prana. We say no
prana. Yes, no prana. No prana. Absolutely. So like prana food.
Prana food. Yeah, exactly. That's what I always give the example of, like, fruit, you know, fresh fruit and vegetables with seeds, you can take that seeds and place it in the soil because they're rich in prana and new life grows. But if you have that same fruit in a can, you can't really 2 years later take it out of the can and shove it in the soil. Nothing grows because there's no prana. So always look for prana in your food. Yes. Beautiful. And like, I don't want to keep you too long. I could talk to you about this stuff for ages because I find it so interesting. But do you have any powerful transformations that your clients have gone through just by understanding and learning their DNA that you would like to share with us?
That's a great question. Let me think of a really good one. I think that the piece that I have a patient that I've been working with recently who had a long history of constipation, right? And that's I would say I have at least 50% of my patients have that problem, especially women. And by looking at the DNA and then shifting specific herbs, supplements, and foods, within a week, we were able to have like regular bowel movements. And that, you know, just like, that's like so powerful to see, like, this is a specific area that, and we could see all the different genes that were out of balance, right? And so by activating specific components, like bringing glutamine in and helping glutamine to connect the cells of the gut and really helping to heal the gut, it was like just such like an immediate shift. And that's huge for a person in detoxification, especially with the hormones, right? It's like, you got to have detoxification. Otherwise you're basically a sewage dump in your body.
Exactly. And your mood as well. Like,
right. Yeah. Everything sucks.
Everything. Gotta use those bowels.
Yes, exactly. So I think that's one of my, I love, that's a recent one. And it's just very, you know, I love when I, my patients are pooping, which I think is so funny, right? But I mean, it's, I get such a reward from it. I'm like, yes, that means your body's working. It's an actual sign that people can relate to, because other times we can't really relate, right? We're like, oh, I feel happier, this is good. But when we're pooping, we're like, yes, something's happening in the toilet.
Yeah, that physical manifestation of it. Yes. Absolutely.
And daily.
Yeah, exactly, a reminder. It's working, right. Woo, every morning.
Yeah.
So for the listener who's wanting to take their first step in changing their health, mm-hmm. what is, or even just understanding more about their DNA and their health, what's sort of one thing that they can do today that will help them move in that right direction?
Yes, to move in the direction of understanding their DNA, is that the question particularly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, yes, of course, having a DNA test, that's number one. But if that isn't in the parameters of your listeners, like maybe their budget, which, like I said, they're not all expensive. There's different types of tests. And that is one piece we didn't talk about. And just as a quick little thing, make sure you're getting a test that is a good test and your data is not going to be, you know, out into the universe, out into the world wide web, and is doing really reliable testing and you're getting analyzed with an expert. But if you're not doing that particular thing, I think going back to the detoxification piece we just mentioned is very important. Knowing that your body is detoxifying daily, whether you're doing exercise, you're drinking lemon water with turmeric in the morning, getting your bowels moving, you're drinking water throughout the day, you know, just the simple pieces of foundation. Sleep, making sure you're sleeping 7 to 9 hours a night, really rested to have your cortisol levels be in alignment with your melatonin, balancing your hormones, making sure that your stress levels are low. So you said one thing, I mentioned like a bunch, but those are the basics, the foundations of health. Yeah.
Amazing. And is there any final takeaway or quote that you would like to leave us with today?
Your disease is just a moment in time. Your cells have the unimaginable ability to shift and transform in any moment.
Beautiful. I love that. And it gives everyone so much more hope and inspiration that, you know, your condition now isn't your condition forever, unless you allow it to be.
Exactly. Yes. The limiting belief right there. Yes. You want to allow yourself the healing. Let it in.
Wonderful. And where can our listeners find you? I know you mentioned you've got a book. So is that available on Amazon or mm-hmm. a website? Yeah.
Yes. So of course, Instagram, you can love to follow me there, stalk me. I'm all over Instagram and I have fun with it, as Harmony mentioned. Also, I have a great website. So that's doclulu.com. What's up, doc? So it's really easy to find me there. And my website has everything that you will need. I have optimal health tips every month. I write for articles for the Best Holistic Life magazine. Here I am on the cover. This was in August. So I'm always writing every month about great ways to help your hormones, DNA, biohacking. So if you're interested, just follow me. There's lots of great tips. And I'm here to help and support my audience, followers, listeners, patients all over the world. That's my mission, is to help everyone around the world be healthy. So that's how to find me, at Dr. Lulu Shimmick.
Thank you so much. I have really enjoyed having you on. You're so much fun. So thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom with us. This has been so interesting for myself. And I know my listeners will be loving this episode too. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, Harmony. Namaste.
If you miss the intro and jump straight to the episode, don't forget that my Ayurveda Alchemist program is open for enrollment via application. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda lifestyle and wellness coach and will help you uplevel your health and wellness business. You'll gain access to the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and graduate with a knowledge of how to incorporate this timeless wisdom and holistic framework into your business so that you can create greater impact and boldly step into the high-level practitioner you know you can be. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the life of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and staying right to the end. Let's take our relationship a little further and connect in the world of socials. Follow me personally on Instagram at harmony.inspired.ayurveda. My women's health clinic on Instagram is harmony_inspired_health, or join our Facebook community, the Ayurvedic Soul Sister Tribe. Reach out on any of those channels and let me know if you enjoyed the episode, what type of episodes you would like to hear more of in the future, or simply just swing by and say hi. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much, my friends, from my soul to yours.